Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man has been found guilty on all counts related to a 2023 sexual assault. Last May, 44-year-old Bjorn Lester of Cresco was accused of sexually assaulting a female victim, restraining her with duct tape and zip ties, and threatening to kill her while putting a muzzleloader gun to her head. In October, a Howard County jury convicted him of first-degree kidnapping and second-degree sexual abuse. However, sentencing was put on hold until a non-jury trial could be conducted in January on three counts of possession of a firearm as a felon and possession of an incendiary device, charges stemming from last May's alleged incidents. Yesterday, a judge found Lester guilty on all four of the firearms-related charges, and his sentencing date has now been scheduled for April 15th. Meanwhile, Lester is still waiting for a ruling on his motion for an arrest of judgment and for a new trial. In support of that request, he has filed over a dozen affidavits he claims either refutes the alleged victim's account of what did or didn't happen, or that he has evidence he says can prove his innocence. A Charles City woman already facing trial next month on an assault charge has been arrested for having drugs in the Floyd County Courthouse. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says 28-year-old Tanera Harris was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon after an investigation into a strong odor of marijuana inside the courthouse atrium. According to the criminal complaint, Harris admitted to smoking marijuana earlier in the day, and she was found to be in possession of personal use marijuana and two smoked marijuana blunts. Court records show Harris is slated for trial on March 31st in Floyd County District Court for her arrest last May for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury while displaying a dangerous weapon and aggravated misdemeanor. She's accused of wielding a kitchen knife to slash a male victim who suffered injuries to both arms and the back of his shoulder. Last April, Harris was convicted of willful injury causing bodily injury, a Class D felony, after she was accused of striking a female victim with her car in February of 2022. She was placed on 3 years of supervised probation, but her latest arrest violates that probation. Thus, Harris faces possible probation revocation, although no hearing date has been set. State, city, and county food inspectors have cited Iowa restaurants and stores for hundreds of food safety violations in recent weeks, including rodent infestations, weeks-old rib tips, spoiled pasta, and dirty kitchens. The findings are reported by the Iowa Department of Inspections, Appeals, and Licensing, which handles food establishment inspections at the state level. According to an Iowa Capital Dispatch story, during a February 19th visit to Rancho Viejo in New Hampton, a state inspector cited the restaurant for enchilada sauce that was being held at 100 degrees, too cool to ensure safety. The sauce was reheated to at least 165 degrees and returned to service. In addition, the restaurant's hand washing sink was also being used to store soiled dishes and had no hot water. A bottle of cleaner was stored on top of a bulk bin of pinto beans, and the salsa, cooked chicken, and cooked beef inside the cooler had no date markings to ensure freshness and safety. The visit was prompted by an illness complaint that the inspector deemed unverifiable. The state inspections department reminds the public that their reports are a snapshot in time, and violations are often corrected on the spot before the inspector leaves the establishment. National FFA Week comes to a close tomorrow. Senior Taylor Quaid is president of the Charles City chapter of FFA.
A lot of babysitting, but no, a lot of fun. It's a lot of leadership. I've enjoyed getting to know especially the younger members and help them. A lot of them are definitely coming out of their shells.
Quaid has come out of her own shell being in FFA, as evidenced by a recent public speaking experience.
I went into Mrs. Dolman's 7th grade class and gave my speech in front of them, which is 6 to 8 minutes. And Miss Dolman asked them if any of them could do that, and they all said no. And I told them, I said, that's what I was at 7th grade. Yeah. There is no way I could have stood up and presented in front of a class of my peers or younger kids even. There was no way I could have done that. But FFA has helped me done that. And, you know, activities, opportunities FFA has given has allowed me to grow leadership and grow public speaking skills.
Even though he's grown up living near a golf course and not on a farm, sophomore Bryce Walker has been in the Charles City FFA for 3 years.
I've come to appreciate it more as I've learned about what more they do and how much agriculture really reaches and how much it is really involved in a lot of other normal day activities that you never really expect.
Walker says he hopes to become an FFA officer one day. Heidi Hull, advisor for the Nashville Plainfield FFA, says membership also opens the door for students to score scholarships for college.
Who doesn't need scholarship money at the end of the day? Because we're in Iowa, agriculture is one of our largest industries, and there's so much scholarship money available by being a member in the FFA.
Hull says she likes to recruit students to FFA by asking them, why not? Tomorrow on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State men's basketball against West Virginia. Pregame at noon, tip-off at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI men's basketball against Drake, a Missouri Valley Conference showdown, 4:30 pregame and the tip-off at 5. Monday night on Fab Oldies KCHA, it's Charles City against Decorah in a sub-state championship matchup with the opportunity to advance to the state tournament. That game will be played in Cresco, broadcast time Monday night 6:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show, tip-off at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.